Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at a story that's kind of scary. It's a fight between a construction company in Elko and the operating engineers. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
And we'll be talking about the story with Angela Miller, who's the owner of Principal Mach 4 Construction, and Julie Kavanaugh Bill, her attorney.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Trey Abney, Steve Mulvenin, and Joe Gill. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Technology make our lives better. Will geothermal, wind, and solar energy be a bigger part of our future? Yes. And soon it will all be in our backyard. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe voting campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. You choose the coverage you need on any make or any model car, and you don't lay out a penny. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. We all want to keep our cars longer. The choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs, or let Auto Assure pay them for you? Call right now and get a bonus package worth $100 that includes roadside assistance, towing, and rental car coverage for peace of mind.
Call Auto Assure at 1-800-224-7616 right now and stop putting money into auto repairs. Go to autoassure.com or call 1-800-224-7616.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Angela Miller. She is a principal with Mach 4 Construction, and Julie Kavanaugh Bill, attorney with Kavanaugh Bill Law Offices. Pleasure to have you both on the program. Angela, you have an amazing story to tell, and I'm going to let you do it in your own words. Describe your company briefly, if you would, and your involvement with the union, the operating engineers.
Oh, my husband and I started this company in 2007. Basic background is Mach 4 Construction is named after our kids. It's Miller, Allison, Cody, and Hunter. Very family-oriented. We were in a prior construction company for 9 years, and we split from the partnership and started Mach 4. And the economy was, you know, booming then. We left all of our employees with our current construction company, or prior, not to affect them. And we were in need of help. And we picked up a big job down south in Beatty, And there was a union rep coming in, every 2 or 3 days in the office, pressuring us to sign union, and we were against it forever, and it came to a point where we didn't really have a choice. We needed some help. We needed employees. We didn't have any, because there was so much work at that time. And so we went ahead and we decided to become signatory and had our meeting, and we had several of our supervisors, office manager with us at the time, accountant, and a couple of the union reps were there and brought short form contracts for us to sign and guaranteed us that it's usually a 3-year contract, and we were guaranteed a 1-year contract because we were a little bit skeptical of going for 3 years. So they guaranteed us 1 year, but in that 1 year afterwards, we would be so happy. They guaranteed us we would want to resign.
And what kind of employees did they send you?
Unskilled. There was very few that came that knew how to operate the equipment. My husband had to train them. Got to the point where he was sending so many back, and we were just losing money by the day with the equipment setting. He had to take the initiative and train him himself because we had to have help. And we were signatories, so we had to have their help. So we took it upon ourselves, or he did, to start training them.
So after 1 year, you're obviously not happy. Mm-hmm. How do you get out of the contract?
Well, we actually tried to negotiate with the union in December of 2007 with our council in Elko, and the union reps wouldn't talk to us because our council was present, got up and left the room. So at that point, we knew that we were struggling just for the unskilled labor we were getting, and it kind of just trickled downhill from there with the jobs and the things that happened. We had one employee run over a porta potty on a job. Luckily, there was no one in it. It just different things like that. They were to come with UAs and MSHA and certified, where we didn't have to do that or be responsible for it. Not one came in that way. We had to take care of it when they got to our door. Several of them were coached to say they could run things and they'd get out on the job, and they didn't. You know, they could start it, but they couldn't put it in motion.
Do you think that they were sending you legitimate workers on their view, or do you think you were being sabotaged by these guys and trying to be forced out of business?
You know, I can't honestly answer that. I don't know if the labor force at that time just was that unskilled because you were at that level of what was left in the union hall to be dispatched. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Could you bring people in on your own? You could not hire anybody else that wasn't union, is that correct?
For the first 6 months of our contract, we could bring in whoever we wanted. However, they had to sign union.
Okay.
They had to pay the union dues and sign up and have their account set up to have their benefits deposited into. They couldn't just work for us without being union.
So as you tried to get out of the union contract, this is where things started to go downhill rapidly.
Right. And in May 1st of 07 was our, you know, date that we believed we would no longer be union anymore. Of 08. So I called up Steve Ingersoll in Reno, and I said, Steve, we're at the 1 year contract point. We're done. We can't continue on. It's just not beneficial for our company. He says, okay, Angela, put that in writing and send it to me. Okay. Certified it to him. He certified me back a letter and said, you missed the time frame. You're still union.
What was the time frame that you had?
And that, I need a little help with the verbiage because...
Well, that's a question because their understanding when they signed the contract, it was dated then to an earlier time. They signed it, I believe, on May 10th, and yet it was dated as May 1st. But there was also some representations by the union reps that all they had to do with this initial one-year kind of trial period was to simply call. And I think that was one of the statements they made, was just pick up the phone and call us if you're not happy, and that'll be the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what they did. And then they said, well, send it to us, it's certified, write it. And then when they did that, they said, sorry, you're too late. I think they missed by 10 days or so. I mean, just a matter of weeks.
But I did send another letter at that point when I got the one back saying, sorry, you missed it, you're still union. Well, there's a master agreement that expired for everybody in general. Just the master ties all the agreements together. That agreement itself expired June 30th, 2008. I said, okay, well, here's another letter. Master agreement for everybody in general expires June 30th, 2008. We'll go off that. When that's done, I'm done. I said, as of July 1st, 2008, we'll no longer be union. And from that point on, we still, to this date, believe we're not union.
But they obviously don't.
No. They say we are signatory.
All right, let's take a break and come back and see how this thing developed in the union's point of view. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Play for monster cash in October at Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Win free cash, free play, flat screen TVs, and Kirkwood season passes. The Carson Valley Inn and Bodine's Casino. Your places to play and win.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Angela Miller. She's the principal with Mach 4 Construction out of Elko, and Julie Kavanaugh Bill, who represents her, an attorney with Kavanaugh Bill Law Offices. Now, you know, throughout this time period, were you constantly complaining back to the operating engineers, number three, that with all the problem people that they were sending you?
Constantly. Between my office manager and my husband and myself, phone calls into the hall telling them, you know, such and such employees, this and that, and you got to send us something that can run equipment. It never changed. It just didn't.
I'm sorry, I'm just in such shock that you complain and there's no response. They're holding you to a contract that doesn't work. So how do things stand now? You're going forward with a lawsuit? I mean, what are the options here?
Well,
mediation?
Actually, if we can go a little step
back
before
up.
That.
Okay.
You offered to settle with the union to get them out of your hair, right?
We did.
And it was a significant amount of money.
It was in our eyes, sure.
So it would the number I saw was $170,000 to get out of the union contract.
Should have been about, yeah. Right about that.
All right. So what was their response to that?
They wouldn't accept it. Told us they'd see us in court.
All right. So we
even told them this. If you don't accept this and you want these, you know, millions of dollars you're claiming that you're going to give to your employees that weren't working in the place of mine, first we wanted to know, where's that $1 million that the union and the trust are each asking for? That's double dipping for one, because they're saying it's going to their employees. If they didn't allow us to settle and just be done, they were going to push us to bankruptcy. And we were told in the settlement conference by the judge, they said, go ahead, we'll get attorneys and fight you there too.
All right, so they came back with a demand for $21,000 a month for a year?
Mm-hmm. Plus, I had to hire their employees, not mine. So I had to put people in the unemployment line. I refused to do that. My employees didn't do anything to deserve
so
that.
So get rid of your own employees. Mm-hmm. You had 36 employees.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of them and hire union people who were already not doing the job that you wanted to.
Right. And there was no guarantee those guys could step in and do what my employees were doing.
As you look at this from a legal perspective, your thoughts?
They came to me I just was brought in a couple of months ago. Jeff Dickerson out of Reno here has been handling their case for several years. And when they came into my office, when Jeff sent them over to me, it was unbelievable that this is happening. I come from a background of doing social justice, human rights work in my legal career, and listening to this, It was like the union was coming in like this 10,000 pound gorilla. And I was thinking, you know, what happened about workers' rights and labor law? And this was supposed to be about protecting workers. And we have a situation here where we have 38 families being threatened to be booted out simply because they won't become part of this large, basically, to me, listening to their story, corporate structure that's got these reps going out there peddling this product, reeling people in, and then once you're there, you're caught. And I felt very strongly about them. So, at that point, if you want me to help and represent you, absolutely I will. I think it's wrong what's happening, and I think it needs to be addressed.
So how do you fight this in the sense of you can't fire the people, you bring an attorney, you can't even go to mediation, it sounds like, with the union.
That's a good question, though, right there. Mediation, arbitration, right?
Yeah.
In our contracts, it states that.
Okay.
If there was any discrepancies, arbitration's where you should have been. We are 4 years into this, from 07 to current. We haven't been asked to arbitrate. We've had to pay attorneys, you know, and that's not cheap, and that's hard to keep a company going forward. You have to make your payroll and pay your bills and make sure everything goes well. You still have to pay these guys to make sure you can do all these steps out here now. It's really a vicious circle that we're having to live in. And, you know, you got your employees asking now, are you going to have a job for me in a month? I heard the union's going to shut your doors at any expense. Well, as long as you're getting a paycheck, you're good. You know, you haven't went without, and I'm going to do my best to make sure you don't.
So Elko's a pretty small community. How are you finding support out there? Are you finding this is a common thing out there? Where's the community backing up the employers who, by the way, are providing the jobs?
I wouldn't say that it's a common thing in my eyes, because there's not very many, as far as I know, union contracted contractors. There's a couple, but not, you know, large amounts.
Okay.
The community's great, and me going public with it, for one, so many people didn't realize we were even union. So that was a big question I've had to tackle was, yeah, for a year we were. They're rallied behind us. Many of them say they will be here in, you know, at trial. Okay. They'll be in the courtroom. So, and that's down to your city, your county, your chamber. Those people are behind. We own two businesses. So they do this to Mach 4. The other one goes away, too. That's two businesses, and that's jobs in that community that won't be there anymore. And that's not fair to my employees. Their families. You know, I have my own family. They are my family. You don't get where you're at in life by owning a company. It's not golden. It's these people that go along with you on that journey, and they're your family. And that's basically what keeps me going forward. I'm usually very emotional, and I can be, because they're important to me, and these guys are trying to take that. And when I have to look them in the eyes and tell them I'm doing my best, and every day is one more step.
If you had one thing that you wanted to say directly to the union folks who are probably watching this program, what would you say?
Just let us out. Just leave us alone. We don't have anything to offer them. We don't hurt them. We have nothing to offer them. Just let us live our life. Let my employees live their life. Just let us go forward.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much
for
coming in.
Thanks.
We wish you good luck in your continued journey here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
The Toyota Corolla offers the great features you love about a big car, minus the big car. Compromise free, only better. Right now, get 0% APR financing for an amazing 60 months on a new, fun-to-drive 2011 Corolla. Toyota.
At Career College of Northern Nevada, we take pride in the tremendous amount of success our graduates attain.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
I'd choose a CCNN graduate.
I would choose a CCNN graduate.
CCNN. ANN offers career training programs and associate degree programs to prepare you for a successful and fulfilling career.
The reason why I chose here is they're just so helpful. I mean, they called me back all the time to make sure, you know, I got all the information I needed. They made sure that before I walked out that I was comfortable about my choice, and they didn't force me to go here or anything. They're really interested about my future.
You'll receive hands-on training that gives you the experience employers are looking for. Our goal is to ensure you can enter a career training program to help you achieve your educational and personal goals.
If they weren't interested in my money, they're interested in, like, I was going to be somewhere down the road. I mean, I got everything out of this and more.
If you'd like to begin a new career in Allied Health or any of CCNN's programs, and if you're ready to be our next success story, call now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Did I get that right?
That's fine.
Okay. Joe Gild, attorney, and Steve Mulvenin,
you got it right.
Principal with Mulvenin Media Relations. I want to talk about something that I know is not anybody at this table, including me's area of expertise, but I just thought it was completely bizarre watching 60 Minutes this past Sunday to have the gentleman in charge of Afghanistan and Ambassador Crocker, who has now taken over in Afghanistan, launching what appeared to me to be public diplomacy rather than backdoor diplomacy by putting this onto a very highly rated television program, basically saying that we are negotiating with the Taliban, that we're going to be in Afghanistan well past 2014, that we can't rely on Pakistan in any way because there was a truck bomb heading towards the U.S. military, and 77 soldiers were killed or injured from this truck bomb. What do you make of our diplomatic staff and our military telling the American public and all these other entities this is the story, instead of the president coming on and telling the story?
You know, the president has done a lot of that lately, where he just, you know, kind of releases a plan without him being around, and I'm not sure what the thought process is, if he's trying to separate himself or maybe make his Secretary of State take some of the grief for this, and she may be, you know, has always thought about running against him. I don't know. I mean, they're obviously sending a public message to Pakistan and telling the American people we don't trust Pakistan anymore, which is fine. I'm not sure the purpose, other than to, you know, separate the president, make the president look tough to the American people, but not have the head of this country say those type of things that would inflame, you know, that region even further. I'm at a loss.
Well, you know, it's an interesting joke because, you know, I know your wife is a teacher, and Scott Pelley brought up the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of teachers without jobs, and yet we're spending billions of dollars every week in this fight that for most of us, we can't understand what the victory is. And especially if the victory is now diplomatic, to where we're going to make peace with the Taliban.
Well, you know, to be conspiratorial for a second, it was probably an inoculation move. Because the president is in North Carolina today talking about jobs, and jobs is the thing that he's been talking about the most. So kind of following on what Trey just said, you've got surrogates talking about this bleeding wound in Afghanistan, and you've got the president talking about jobs. The president, therefore, is the one that's fighting for the American middle class, and he's the one that's trying to get the job train moving, while we have this other little minor thing in the background there. I don't know what it's about.
Well, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I think frustrates me is that while we're building schools in Afghanistan, our schools in this country are suffering in this economy. Now, Steve, you're an expert in both school system and also in media relations. What do you make of this?
Well, I guess, you know, I wasn't all that surprised. Fortunately, I saw the show last night, so I could kind of react to it. Admiral Mullen was making much the same argument a couple of weeks ago, and you know, in some congressional testimony, you know, very directly accusing the Pakistan government of complicity with the Taliban. So I think that the theme that these guys picked up on last night, Admiral Crocker, Ambassador Crocker, with a nice little wry smile on his face, was saying the same thing. So
I was watching football, but I think it's a little late for diplomacy.
but that's the way wars end.
Yeah.
You know, unless you're going to have a situation where you're going to drop a nuclear weapon, which you're not going to drop in Afghanistan, but that is the way it ends. And if that's the way it ends, we're 10 years in, we've got another 3 years that we've planned for, now it's going to be even longer.
Well, an interesting statistic that I picked up on that in that program was that they have 300,000 Afghani military that need to be, and police that need to be trained and brought up to speed, and we've got our 66 or 70,000 troops on the ground. So you've got close to 400,000 troops trying
plus
to find
all the contractors.
Yeah, trying to find roughly 3,000 or 4,000 Taliban. So there probably has to be a diplomatic end to this thing. The Afghanis have to become secure in their own country, and in a way, marginalizing Pakistan might be the plan. I don't know.
Maybe take those operating engineers from Melco and send them over there to train, because they've always been so effective in training employees.
Well, it just strikes me that, you know, the minute that we leave Afghanistan, it's going to be in exactly the same state it's been for thousands of years, and we are just deluding ourselves, but at the cost of lives and the cost of money, and that money could be spent much better in this country. That's where we're going to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Cash for Clunkers is back at Cabinet and Lighting. Bring in your outdated light fixtures and receive the largest discount in our 26-year history. For 2 weeks only, you can update your chandelier, table lamp, ceiling fan, and bathroom lighting fixtures using the most extensive product selection in our area and huge discounts on your trade-in fixtures. So bring in your old fixture and get up to $500 towards the purchase of a new one. Cabinet and Lighting, 6970 South Virginia, Reno.
Hey, it's Beth. No, don't take a detour.
So she rocked the bake sale fundraiser.
Big deal.
With those glasses, you're rocking aisle 6. And a lot of spandex. In a good way.
Find the look that works for you with iMaster's selection, service, and prices. Now get 2 complete pairs of eyeglasses, including no-line bifocals, just $99. You can even get the second pair for a friend. iMaster's.
That works. Are you ready for this?
It's really good.
There's a new network that's home to all your favorite movies and so much more.
That's just fine.
This TV.
You're in capable hands.
Prepare to laugh. Prepare for battle. Prepare to be entertained. This TV. To find where This TV is in your area and what great movies are playing, log on to thistv.com.
I'm Charlie Kilpatrick.
And I'm attorney Angela Bolentini. The Carson City area is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Be a careful driver.
And if you are in an accident, call us right away for a free case evaluation.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, coming up tomorrow, we'll be talking to two folks from Renown about the mergers in response to the air race crash.
We'll see you then.